I'm Laura McNamara speaking with Gottfried Pessel, and he is the president of Pessel Instruments out of Weiz, Austria. And basically, you were telling me that you have a guardian of sorts for farming. And why don't you talk a little bit about where it started off and then how it grew into the product you're offering today, which I understand is the only one out there right now.
Yeah, we started the business about 1983, and we were one of the first companies in the electronics of forecasting diseases and pest incidents in apple growing, because the company is based in the most important apple growing area in Austria, and this means that we got a lot of let's say input from our farmers. And since that, okay, the past 25 years, we grew into a global business. We export in about 70 countries. And nowadays, of course, the technology is not comparable with what it used to be in the 80s. Now the technology is fully internet-based. We have wireless systems which brings the data in a centralized server. And from that centralized server, our clients can worldwide have real-time access to the data. The data which they use probably then for their irrigation management, for their plant protection requirements, to optimize the use of the chemicals, to prevent diseases, to prevent insect pest outbreaks, and also to have a full traceability of their crop.
And from what you were explaining to me, you guys have full integration with weather.
Yeah. We have a full integration now because what we do is we measure the ground truth. So that means what's going on actually on the field of the farmers. But we also bring now in the weather forecast. And the weather forecast comes from a Swiss company we have teamed up with. And this Swiss company delivers us in real time 5 days weather forecast for that particular farm or for that particular paddock, no?
And you were saying this then allows farmers to schedule when they're going to use certain applications and...
Yeah, that weather forecast together with the real-time weather helps the farmer to schedule all the work, including, let's say, the farm operation, the farm workers, the harvest, the sprays, different operations which are associated with the weather, because most of the activities in the farm are very much dependent if the weather is good or weather is bad or whatever it's the weather like, no?
Okay, and let's go back and touch on some of the specific things that the system allows farmers to anticipate for, prevent.
Yeah, for example, let's make an example in the potato growing potato field. No, the farmer has to prevent his potatoes against a very very disastrous disease called Phytophthora infestans, which is it's a blight disease, it's a fungal disease, and if they are not the farm is not spraying against them, they will have zero harvest. So it's very important to timely apply the fungicide. And this technology is measuring in the field permanently the temperature, the rainfall, the leaf wetness, the soil temperature, soil moisture, and tells him, let's say, ahead of time, now the risk is growing, or, for example, also if including the weather forecast, if Mother Nature is helping me to prevent this disease, or Mother Nature is against me and I have to interfere with the farm chemical in order to save my crop. And another thing is, in most cases, using this technology, farmers will save money because they will apply only chemicals when it's really needed, and they don't spray on a schedule like every 10 days, independently from the weather. So it is also an environmental friendly technology.
Okay. So basically, it's the use of precision agriculture technologies in order to synchronize weather and farming schedules. You said something interesting that really these technologies aren't new, but it's the first time anybody's kind of put them together and integrated all of them.
Yeah, that's correct, because farmers use weather information systems since they are farming. No, you can say that a rain gauge, a temperature and a minimum and maximum temperature, every farmer has in his backyard. No, but this technology allows the farmer to get real-time information in a consolidated form. No, that you get everything in one in your palm. No, for example, if you use a cell phone, you get the data right in your palm. No, and this allows you even to get the data if you are in the city or if you are traveling. You get your data because the system is also active. If there is some problem in the field related to weather, the system will send you a text message and say, "Hello, here I am. This is the temperature or the rainfall was so much, so you have to do something or whatever." No?
Okay. All right. I think that covers all my questions. Do you have anything you want to add?
I think this technology is going to be a very important technology from now in the future, because there is lots of companies now integrating other aspects to it, so that we're integrating in the weather forecast, as I mentioned before, but also now we can also completely automate the irrigation system, because in the field we have also some sort of device which is also linked in the internet, and based on soil moisture data and based on evapotranspiration data, the system will completely automatically shut off or start the irrigation system completely intelligently based on the crop needs, based on the phenological stage of the crop. So this is robotic, I would say. No?
And one other point, you said all this information, the data collected, is immediately put up online?
Yes. Okay. The data is real time, so even if I'm in Austria or in US, I have access to my data.
Okay. And finally, one last question. You mentioned that you export to 70 countries. So how does one go about trying to find more about your product and contacting?
They can go on our website. It's www.metos.at, METOS.AT, and there's lots of information there. And if there's anybody interested in, they can go on our website and also find out about our distribution and local countries.
Okay, great, excellent. Thank you for your time, Gottfried.
Thank you very much.